All right, Yavos, good morning. Let's continue. So we're up to page 79. Midas Adin. So remember, again, we're specifically talking about the concept of din, the concept of divine justice, and we're applying this idea to the third category of people that the Mesilas Yesharim discusses, namely the individuals who do not seek out zihirus or try to become a complete or whole individual because of either any internal drive or peer pressure. So how do we get them to become zohir? Ultimately, by reminding them that there is din, that there is justice and there is judgment for every single thing that we do in this world, big and small. So he says, Sarech lechadeit od es hamusag din. Let's try to sharpen a little bit more our understanding of this concept of din, of justice. Omek ha-din, the depth of din. Din, zos hashita hareshis, hamerkozis, sha'apia ha-olam ovi. So first of all, the concept of din is perhaps the most profound and pivotal principle upon which the entire world exists. Kol chukei ha-olam omdim al-pi din. Right, remember, all the laws of the natural world are based on din. Now what that means is, what do you mean based on din? It means that they're immutable realities. They're immutable realities. Umi shalerega echad lo mischashe b'chukim miyad mishalim mechir. And whoever for a moment in life does not think about the din, does not think about the ramifications of their actions, pays an immediate price. Now we're going to remember, as we said yesterday, that he's not talking about punishment. He's just talking about simple cause and effect. Cause and effect. Ha'olam kach oved. So he says, for example, here's how the world works. Im adam kofetz me'ezo migdal u'mis'ale mikoach ha'mashicha. If a person jumps off a tower, jumps off a building, and he forgets about the laws of gravity, u'mashlim miyad mechir. He pays an immediate price. So again, is that a punishment? It's not a punishment. It's a cause and effect. It's a consequence. It's the same way. This is the same thing as the example he gave yesterday. I put my hand in the fire. My hand gets burned. So is that, am I getting punished? No. It's a consequence. It's a result of an ordained reality in our world. He goes on. He says, "Adam machnis es yadole shelo yishir." Person puts his hand in the fire. Misalim mechuki hafizika ukiyamesh shelo yish. And a person goes ahead and ignores the physical realities. Ignores the properties of fire. He pays the price for it. Vim adam lo shomer al abrios. If a person does not watch over his health, he pays the price. Ha'olam oved api din v'chukim. The world works on the basis of laws and statutes. Heim yadim eibam psharos. They are immediate. There are no exceptions. O efsharos shnia, and there are no second chances. So I'm going to both say, this is just the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to structure the world. A world of cause and effect. A world of consequences. Ein chansim. I guess this is a Hebrew word. There are, right, ein chansim. So there are no second chances. There are no chances to go ahead and change the reality of the world in which we live in. Asisa taos, atah chotef. So again, if I made a mistake, I'm held responsible. Hesatta as haga yimina b'makom smola, iafsha l'shachse achora, ein shidur choser. So I'm supposed to drive right instead of driving left. So again, I could sometimes make a U-turn, but at the end of the day, I can't reverse that which I've done. For every action, there is a reaction, there's a consequence, there's a result for everything we do, and that is an immutable reality of the world we live in. He says, Pashat ein, al ta'oyos, top of page 80, mishal mimiyad. For mistakes that we made, there are often immediate consequences. Rov rubo shel ha'olam, olam hateva, olam hamadoi, shebo anu nifkashim, hu olam kazeh. So the truth is, for the majority, this categorizes the world in which we live in. Ein bo viturim, ein hizdamnus chozeres. There's no vitor. There's no exceptions. There's no forgiveness. So forgiveness of the consequences. There's no opportunity to restart. Ein mechila, there's no forgiveness. Val ta'os chotzen, and for every mistake we're responsible. Again, Abbas, I want to be clear. He's not talking about punishment. This has nothing to do with punishment. This is consequences. So consequences again are a function of the cause and effect reality of this world. He says, Ha'olam hafizi obed kach. This is how the physical world works. V'zeh ba lebitui gam bidvarim hamaod maod kitanim. And the truth is, this principle, the cause and effect, the consequence principle, applies to everything, even very small things. Levamim al ta'uyos kan tanos mishamim mechir yakar maod. And sometimes, here's the interesting part, sometimes even very small actions have very significant consequences. It's the interesting thing in life, meaning that one would think that often the reaction often mirrors the action. Now that is true, of course they are related, but sometimes they're disproportional. So sometimes you could have a small act, but it could have a major reaction, a major consequence. As ein shum siba sheze lo yekach ba'olam haruchni. Ma hevdel? Ha'olam osa olam. So if Kashtiel writes, therefore again, logic would say that if this is true, if cause and effect, if consequences are the immutable reality for our actions in the physical world, then it goes without saying that what? This will be the same reality for the spiritual world as well. So in the Olam HaRuchni, in the spiritual world, we're also going to live with the principle that every action has a reaction. Every single thing we do has a consequence. Sometimes the consequence is actually much bigger than the actual action itself, but there is no such thing as an act without a consequence. Let's look at the next section. Kol tos kitana ba'avodas Hashem goremes nezek ruchni muchlat. Every small mistake in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates or causes a significant level of spiritual damage. So it says, and nachon b'chukia kimyava fizika, she'ta'us kitana movila lahar bebayos. Even though we just said before that it is an established truth that in the physical world, a small mistake could create many problems. Kach agam ba'olam haruchni. The same applies in the spiritual world as well. Kol ta'us kitana b'mitzvos ba'avodas Hashem, Inyoni averos vidikdukim goremes lenezek ruchni gadol nezek lelo psharos. Suppose I say so too in the spiritual world. A small mistake in the way I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a small mistake in averos, a small mistake in not being meticulous in certain details, so causes great spiritual damage without exception. Muchlat, charif, chad, definitive, sharp. This is how the world works. Lama lahagid shepo pitom. Excuse me. Lama lahagid shepo pitom. Bol maruchni ha'isik ovid acheres. Madua kan zelokokach nora. Madua kan zekvar lo mishana ha'daykanos va'ikushu ba'ofen klali ato beseder. So this is very interesting. See, he writes over here that everyone accepts the notion of consequences in the physical world. Why? Why? Because often in the physical world, I can see the consequences immediately. Meaning, I don't have to imagine anything. It's right there in front of my eyes. So again, I put my hand in the fire. I'm going to get burned. I appreciate that there are consequences. I jump off a high area. I'm going to fall down ultimately again because of gravity. So in the physical world, it's often much easier to accept the reality that our actions have consequences because those consequences can be immediately seen. The difference is in the spiritual realm, although the reality is no less true, meaning again, there are consequences for every single thing we do in the spiritual realm that is positive as well as negative. So why often do we live life without this reality? For the simple reason which is, I don't see it. Meaning, because I could do all kinds of stuff and still assume for myself, ata beseder. Ata beseder means what? Right? As they say, all is good, right? All is good, right? Everything is fine. I'm good. I'm okay. I made a mistake. But the truth is, that mistake didn't hurt me. I picked myself up, cast myself off and go on. Meaning, I don't perceive any level of collateral consequence or collateral damage. B'teva, zila oveitach. Ein ba'ofen klali, nahagdi, b'seder b'kvish. Ein ba'ofen klali, nahagdi, b'seder b'kvish. Aval lakachti, p'niyah lo b'seder. Azelo mishane, ein ba'ofen klali, Ata misnahig b'seder. Pispasta tashlei mechir. So listen to this. So again, imagine in the physical world, a person took the approach of ata, of ani b'seder. Ata b'seder. So for example, you know, how was your day today? It was good. You know, I left my hand in fire for about 4 minutes. But other than that, Baruch Hashem, like, today was a great day. You know, I got to work. I was productive. I put on tefillin. I learned a little bit. I mean, again, in general, things are fine. The whole fire thing happened. But other than that, I'm okay. Or, again, you know, I jumped off a 20-foot ledge. Forgot about gravity. But besides that, the day was fantastic. So, of course, you know, you say it, and we chuckle because that sounds ridiculous. It sounds ridiculous. There's no such thing of saying everything is generally okay. I'm fine. When you forget about the details of physical life, he says, "Atzi ba'ofen klali nishar mehanemarim." So a deer generally is vigilant to avoid leopards. That's the general klal. He says, "Ha'avalim rega echad hulo nishar uchotif." If for one moment the deer is not vigilant, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? He's going to be chopped up by the leopard. Azelo ozer beofen klali ani nizhar. So for the deer, it's not enough to say, you know what? Generally, I'm good, right? Generally, I'm vigilant. Generally, I'm pretty careful. Not all the time. Not all the time. But bederech klal. Bederech klal ani beseder. Shrev Kashdiel says, so what's going to happen to a deer like that? Nebach, if he lets his guard down once, we know what happens. He says, top of 81. Im lurega, let's just read this one line, then we'll stop. Im lurega echad hulo nishar as hu chatav hadvarim heim ma'od midim v'heim nifraim mehem. So what happens in the physical world? In the physical world, there's no such thing as saying ata b'seder. I'm generally okay. Because if you're just generally okay and not always vigilant, then a person ultimately will suffer a lapse. A person ultimately will be detrimentally affected, whether you're the deer or whether you're the guy sticking your hand in fire or the guy jumping off the high ledge. Either way, if you're not constantly vigilant, the results could potentially be catastrophic. But generally I'm okay. That's fine. But generally does not work in life. And of course, you know where Rav Kashdiel is going to go with this. If this is whatever is true, as we've established, whatever is true in the physical world will be absolutely unequivocally true in the spiritual world as well. So if the approach of atab b'seder, generally things are okay, does not work in the physical world, certainly won't work in the spiritual world as well. So we'll stop over here. Where it's the Shem, we'll pick up top of 81 tomorrow. Kobe said there. One moment, right? It's true. One moment of a lack of vigilance.